Good morning and welcome to the Garden Conversation. I'm here today, another on-site garden visit and a first-time Garden Conversation person. I'm here with Vicki Munden. And if you don't know where her place is, I bet you a whole town is going to recognize where her place is when I describe it. It's the place on Small Tracks that has the man and the woman. Do they have a name?
The man. No, we've never given them a name.
Never given them a name. But they've been there quite a few seasons.
Yep. And everybody knows them.
Right. Everybody knows them. That's why I say everybody in town is going to know exactly where we're standing in that. Right now, we're standing in the driveway looking at not the man and the woman, the nameless man and the woman, but at all the flowers that are around. And the reason I did a cold visit to Vicki, I said, hey, Vicki, can I come and talk to you about flowers? You clearly have some information and some knowledge that you can pass on to us about doing flowers. So, and I will say, you also have done the community service by, you started the flower bed over in front of Northern Construction many years ago,
right? I started that in 1999 and
that beautiful flower
worked out
bed
until 2007.
Wow. And it's still going.
Yeah.
The things you planted. More perennials there.
Yeah.
Whereas here, what I'm looking at are a lot of annuals. So, okay, we're going to have lots to talk about. So let's get started. Dahlias. I'm looking at absolutely gorgeous dahlias. And how they're in pots. I grow mine in the ground. You grow yours in pots. So tell me your process. How do you do it?
Well, in the fall, I'll take these out and take the bulbs and put them in a box. And
big then, tubers, right?
Yeah,
do they
the tubers.
Get pretty big underneath.
Yeah, the tubers are pretty good size, okay. Especially these dinner plate sized dahlias. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good. And I'll put them in a box and let the dirt dry off before I stick them down in my crawl space where it stays about 40 degrees all winter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's dark down there. And
so you don't wash them out?
Or no, I don't wash them. I brush as much dirt off
some
as
of the
I can.
Off. Okay.
And so they don't get mushy. And
do you put them in peat moss or anything? Uh-uh. You just let them be?
I put newspaper down, uh-huh, and I'll layer them with newspaper. Mm-hmm. And just put them in cardboard boxes and put them in my crawl space.
That stays about 40 degrees,
yep,
in the winter.
Yep.
And do you moisten them at all or anything?
No. Nope. I just leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Let them do their thing. And
then when do you take them out?
Usually about end of March I'll take them out, and then I'll set them out and let them start, you know, growing.
Blooming,
their little,
sprouting. Sprouting,
I'll
that's
let them
the
start sprouting. Mm-hmm. And then I'll start, once they start sprouting a little bit, I'll put them in pots in my studio building over there.
Mm-hmm.
This year was a new thing. I started them indoors, mm-hmm, so to give them a bigger chance.
Because it was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was such a cold spring.
Uh-huh.
So I started them indoors, and when they got about 3 feet high, I put them in a little portable greenhouse and was kind of hardened them off, mm-hmm, for a couple of weeks before they let them go out and it warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them in the bigger pots. And
but getting lots of adequate light, right?
Oh, yeah. Lots of light over there.
Have you ever had them get leggy because they're not getting enough light? I've had that experience of...
No.
No. They. I guess
They've
you've given them enough light.
Yeah.
So do you divide your tubers?
No.
You don't. So you just grow, you just put the whole tuber back in. So don't your plants get bigger and bigger and bigger every year?
Yeah, they do. Which is what I like.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they fill my pots quite, mm-hmm, quite well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so then in the fall, you just whack them off after frost?
Yeah, after about the first frost. It's usually the end of September, mm-hmm, first week of October. You know, when it starts getting really cold, and then before they start freezing, the tubers start freezing.
Yeah, I find that my dahlias are my indicator that there's been a frost because they're one of the most sensitive plants. They'll turn black, but that doesn't harm the tuber. I always tell people, I've had people say, oh, no, my dahlia's froze. And I said, well, yeah, the greenery froze maybe, but not the tubers. So
yeah, as long as you get them before it, mm-hmm, gets too cold.
Yeah. And you get a lot of bang for your buck for dahlias, I believe. And they are not that expensive to buy. And what I tell people is once you've bought it, you'd never have to buy that dahlia again.
Right.
If you keep it. You have to have a place that doesn't freeze. I think that's the key to
Definitely the trick.
Yeah. So another thing I wanted to ask you about, as I'm looking also at, you have a beautiful display of nasturtiums. Do you have any tricks or... What do you do with your nasturtiums? You trim them clearly.
Yeah. And every fall I'll collect the seeds. These are all seeds from last year.
Okay.
And I'll put the seeds, once they dry, I'll put them in an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep them over the winter and then put them in the dirt. I think it was probably towards the end of May this year when mm-hmm. because it was so cold, I just stuck them in there and waited for them to grow. And
do you plant lots of plants? Like in these are standing planters that are what? Probably a 1.5 or maybe 1 foot wide by, I mean, how many plants are in there? Is there?
I put 3 rows of seeds.
Okay.
And I put my seeds half an inch close together.
Oh, so they're really close together.
I like them big and bunchy.
Right. And so then you must be cutting off runners constantly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I just gave my haircut here mm-hmm. about a week ago because they were hanging way over.
Right. That's what mine tend to do. And that's pretty if you have the right space for that. But yours look very nice. They're kind of shaped and they look, and that's the key. You just got to keep giving them haircuts.
Right.
What else do you give haircuts to?
My petunias,
mm-hmm.
my pansies, mm-hmm. all the alyssum on my deck,
mm-hmm.
they all get haircuts.
So let's describe what we're talking about with haircuts. I guess just like you'd cut off your hair. I'm always afraid to do it because I think, oh no, especially petunias, you're cutting off the ends where flowers. But you just, how far back do you cut them?
Some of them I'll do 3-4 inches if they get really leggy and, mm-hmm. you know, especially my hanging baskets.
Right.
And I'll cut mm-hmm. them almost up to the rim of the basket, mm-hmm. and they seem to come back fuller.
And then they come back.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks, you say? Is that when it takes?
Oh, they'll start, start blooming or, you know, getting new branches uh-huh. right away.
Right away. Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. I fertilize. I fertilize at least every 2 weeks with Miracle-Gro.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I do everything. I devote one whole day to nothing but fertilizing my plants.
And you just put that in the water, and then you water it with that. Every 2 weeks?
About every 2 weeks,
okay. And when do you start that? Right away when you plant them out, like in May, you start that regime?
Yeah. Once they start getting established, then I start my fertilizing regimen.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So.
And so you do the same thing for all of yours because we're talking about flowers here, and so they all need to bloom. You want something to make them bloom at this point. So do you also have a garden out back. Do you do the same thing with that?
Yeah.
Do you fertilize that?
I got cabbage and green beans and sugar snap peas, mm-hmm. carrots and beets, plus my strawberries and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Strawberries I don't fertilize quite so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the other stuff I do.
Right. And in fact, what I've read is that you shouldn't fertilize strawberries until now, after they're done doing their production for the year. Then you can fertilize them because otherwise they say that they put the energy into producing leaves instead of berries.
Yeah, so I fertilize usually starting of the season, you know, once they get mm-hmm. going.
Right.
And then I won't do it again until
now,
the end,
in there.
Mm-hmm. And I keep the runners cut down all the time.
Do you cut your strawberries off when they're done producing?
Yeah.
And so the greenery, I mean. So
not the greenery. I've never cut. I mm-hmm. do that in the spring.
You do it in the spring.
Because I cover them with straw in the winter.
Okay.
So when I take that off, of course, they're all brown and
they're
dead.
They're all
brown.
And then, you'll cut that off. There is a school of thought, and what some people do, the strawberry farmers actually, they cut them off now after they're done producing, and they just cut all that greenery off. My mom used to take a lawnmower and mow over hers. I always thought that was a little brutal, but it worked. She had great strawberries, so yeah. Another flower I want to talk about is the one that everybody sees as they drive by, and we are looking at it now in front of the deck, and it is pink and white, and it's Lavatera. Is that how
Correct.
You pronounce it?
Mm-hmm.
Lavatera. It's one of my favorites. You said it's one of your favorites
yeah.
as well. Why? Why is it one of your favorites? Let's
well,
see
they,
if it's
they
the
grow
same.
So tall, and I especially like the pink ones, but when I buy them, sometimes they're
You never know, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And most years I get all pink and barely any white. This year there was a
you
lot
got
more
mostly
white.
White. Yeah, I
yeah.
wonder why that is.
I
yeah.
don't know. Uh-huh. But they're so vibrant and they grow so tall and against my deck, mm-hmm. it's just they show better right
And they
there.
Just keep blooming. That's a nice thing. They'll
keep
them
deadheaded. They'll keep blooming.
And so that was going to be my next question. Do you deadhead those?
Oh, yes. Everything.
Everything you deadhead.
Yeah.
So that's your job in the summer.
Yeah.
It's so much work to, keep flowers.
I'll devote one whole day to fertilizing, one whole day once a week to deadheading. And every time I come out, if I see a flower, I'll deadhead.
Right. But in general, I find that if I don't do it on a regular basis, I'll walk by and go, oh, my goodness. Because it seems like I just did that a few days ago. Yeah. But you do have to do it about once a week.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I've always wondered whether I need to deadhead Lavatera because they seem to keep growing or keep blooming without. But
they do, but I find mine aren't as pretty if I deadhead them because they get kind of slimy and yucky, especially if we've had any rain.
Yeah, that's true. So. Yeah, and a plant just looks nicer once it's deadheaded too. It takes some of that extra foliage out. And so then, anything to keep, well, you said that you give haircuts to your alyssum. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed with all your alyssum. Vicki has little pots, not big pots, little pots on her deck that are just like little clumps of beautiful flowers. And my alyssum gets long and leggy. Yeah. And is it because I'm not giving it enough haircuts?
Yeah. I've cut that probably at least every 3 weeks to a month. I'll cut it down to almost nothing.
Wow.
You know, just maybe an inch.
Oh, way down.
Yeah, I'll cut it way down. And then within a week, it's like, I did this, a week and a half ago?
Wow, and it's the white ones.
And the purple ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they're beautiful now. Yeah.
I love sitting on the deck and just smelling them because the aroma is so...
They do. Oh. They have a really nice smell. Yeah, that's one of the nice things of those. Huh. Okay, so haircuts. I got to do more haircuts. I got to have the courage
especially
to do
with
it.
Those.
Yeah. And pansies are another one that I really struggle with. They get long and leggy.
Yeah.
And so do you do the same thing? You cut that back to...
Yeah, I'll usually just pull them. Because when I deadhead, and then I'll just pull them way back. Or if I have my scissors on me, I'll give them a nice haircut.
Mm-hmm. And so you just cut them... Like how... I mean, a pansy, like 4 or 5 inches? Or
I'll do a couple inches, 2-3 inches. Depends on how tall they are. Uh-huh. You know, there's the shorter ones and the taller ones, but... I'll cut the leggy part off, the stems.
Mm-hmm. And all those flowers at the end, what do you do with them? Just throw it in the garbage?
Yes.
I know.
It's painful, but I do.
It is. It is very painful.
Because I know they're going to come back nicer.
Yeah, it's true. And after you do that a few times, that's exactly what you
can't
learn.
Be afraid to deadhead and trim. And
it's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because that is the key to really beautiful flower gardens, is that you don't just plant them and walk away and assume that they're nice.
You got to work with them all the time.
Yep. Once a week you're deadheading, once a week you're fertilizing. Yep. That's how you get the beautiful flowers that we're seeing. So how did you start? How did you learn about gardening? We have a few minutes
left.
My
mom was quite the gardener.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she...
Flowers?
Flowers, vegetables. And when we were younger, we always had to work with her on them, which I didn't appreciate at that time.
Yeah. Yep.
There was better things to do, but then... I started paying attention. Wow, those are so pretty when she was done. Mm-hmm. So she kind of got me started and taught me what flowers are flowers.
Where did that happen?
We moved all over down south because my dad at that time was in construction. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like no matter where we went, what the soil was, she had flowers.
And vegetable gardens too? Did she do that kind of gardening too? So she was, it's a genetic thing as well.
She taught me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just had the love of flowers and took it from there.
And took it from there, yeah. I think it really does help. I always encourage parents of young kids to have gardens because I know what kind of... I hated it, especially when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
I had to go out. I did not like it, but it really had a huge impact. I was in my 20s, 30s maybe, when life... kind of slowed down enough that I came back and it's like, oh, that kind of makes some sense. And if I wouldn't have had that as a background as a kid, I don't think that I probably would have gone there. So.
My sister's the same way. She loves flowers.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
So it is a genetic or maybe an environmental thing.
My brother, he lives in Arizona, so he's got fruit trees and certain flowers. Mm-hmm.
And he's into gardening as well?
Well, he doesn't so much do gardening because they don't have their room in the backyard. Their
and
swimming
they don't
pool
have the
takes
water.
It up.
Oh. Yeah. So the last thing I want to talk about is these. Not only do you have alive flowers, but you've got plastic flowers. Is that the right word?
I've made them out of hubcaps. We find hubcaps along the road, and I'll take them and make flowers into them. And those are little party trays and plastic dishes that I just put together and kind of filled in under my trees where the little mushrooms I made are.
It's so fun. I as I drove up, I was watching them flap in the wind. It's like, wow, those flowers even move in the wind. So what about the mushrooms? What are the mushrooms made out of?
Well, it's just plastic piping and bowls that I painted that we've glued on or screwed on. And some of them are little pieces of wood and all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. I got the idea from a neighbor down the street. She did some. I thought, I got to make those. And of course, you get on Pinterest and you can find anything.
There's so many ideas. Yeah, there are so many ideas. I see you're using a dryer tub for for one of your dahlias, which is a good way to go because they're readily available.
My former neighbors had a washer and dryer they were getting rid of, and I said, can I have the drum? I said, I'll haul it away for you if I can have the drum.
It works. The one thing I found is I'm seeing that it's starting to rust, and I had one, and they do rust. They're steel, and so they do rust with time. So, all right, our time is up, as I knew it would go fast. Thanks so much, Vicki, for talking flowers with me. It's always fun to do that, and thanks for providing this beautiful flower garden for
us.
You're
welcome. I'm glad everybody appreciates it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So, thanks so much.
Something I love to do. All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.